This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As every driver is quite happy to note, gas prices are down. You can, without a lot of trouble, find gas at close to or even under $3 a gallon. And guess what? Pickups and SUVs are selling again. In fact, sales of pickups and SUVs have not been this strong since before the Great Recession. And believe it or not, some of that seems to be due to this guy, anchorman Ron Burgundy.
Hello, America. Say hello to the new Dodge family. The new Dodge Durango. The Dodge... Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast. It's definitely Dodge.
Yeah, those commercials with Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy, the ones that ran through the baseball playoffs and the World Series. How about this? Sales of the 2014 Dodge Durango jumped 58.5% as those commercials hit our TV screens. But haven't we done this before, fallen in love with SUVs and pickups only to have gas prices leapfrog back up and leave us pining for small fuel-efficient cars? Well, let's talk about this as we welcome back Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Edmunds.com. Always good to have you with us, and thanks for coming in.
Always fun to be here.
So October light truck sales up 15% and what compared to 6.6% for cars. So what's behind this besides Will Ferrell, who certainly played a role?
Well, there are a couple things. There's a seasonality thing. SUVs and pickup trucks, as people prepare for winter, always do better in sales near the end of the year. And a lot of people use those for business, so there's tax reasons to do it by the end of make those purchases by the end of the year.
Good point.
I think the other thing is that people now have a little more money, and so they're willing to buy a more vehicle. We're seeing people buy vehicles with lots of stuff on them. So there's a little bit of more, you know, if I'm trading in this old car and the vehicles on the road today are very old.
I want bells and whistles.
Exactly. Exactly. you know, so we're still not to the levels that we were before. And I suspect we will never get to the levels that we saw pickup trucks and big SUVs before.
Well, this thrills automakers, though, doesn't it, because of those profit margins?
Yes.
Talk
this,
about
the,
that.
Well, this the big profit margins always come from bigger vehicles. Pickup trucks are a big moneymaker for especially the big three, and so are SUVs. And SUVs are very different now, though, because you've got this – we are seeing increases in sales of the big ones, the more, you know, Escalades and things like that, Durango. But they're very different vehicles than they used to be. A lot of them are not those in particular, but some of them are being built on car platforms, so they're much more car-like and get better fuel economy.
So
everything
like
out there is getting better fuel economy.
I see a lot of Cadillac SRXs. Is that kind of splitting the difference between car and SUV without going full-scale Escalade?
Exactly. What we call those crossovers, they're vehicles that use car architectures, which makes them more nimble, you park easier, and also get better fuel economy.
So what's behind this boomlet right now in light trucks? Who's buying?
Well, first of all, you know, we've talked every time I've come in here about how old cars are.
Yes.
Trucks are even older. The average age of the car on the road is 11 years old, and it's even older for trucks. So people and the economy's, while it's slowly improving, it is improving. And people that need pickup trucks for work have to buy them. They're just getting to the point that it's just not worth it to keep fixing them.
Only use that string and chewing gum for so long.
Duct tape.
So is it enough for the inevitable jump back up? Because does anyone really think we're going to stay down around three a gallon?
Well, I don't know.
It's crazy. It's like a roller coaster. From week to week, it can change.
Well, yes, and I would think they know that. What's interesting is the bigger growth in the auto market are the small crossover vehicles, things like Ford Escape, Chevrolet Equinox. That segment is just booming like crazy. I just got back from driving the Jeep Cherokee. That's in that segment. Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4. That is where tons of the growth is. And interestingly, you would think it'd be young people moving in, but it appears that it's people our age, empty nesters whose kids are gone and are downsizing from the bigger SUVs or bigger cars.
So you've got that smaller one. So you can have your cake and eat it too. You have the feel of an SUV, but it's not that great big expedition that maybe somebody drove in the mid-90s.
And tons of versatility. You know, my kids are gone. I don't need to accommodate passengers so much anymore, but I still want to do my gardening. I still want to do, you know, take my bicycle. So they offer a lot of versatility with great fuel economy. I mean, you can get 30, 40 miles to the gallon in some of those smaller vehicles.
I'm speaking with Michelle Krebs. She's a senior auto analyst for Edmunds.com. As we look at the increase in sales of pickups and SUVs, we need to talk. We opened up with that little clip from Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy. It really made a difference.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Well, and if you look at what Chrysler's doing, their marketing has been amazing.
M&M, Made
Super
in Detroit.
Bowl, Clint Eastwood, and this one really hit the mark. So in October, Chrysler launched the advertising featuring Will Ferrell and the next upcoming Anchorman, which, by the way, isn't coming out till December.
Yes.
And to promote the Dodge Durango. And we started looking at the numbers before the sales came in last month, and we were like, wow, this is really effective. We could see shopping just shoot up on our website. And then sure enough, they posted a 59% increase in sales. And we think that will continue to some degree because we can do measurements on our website of how serious people are in terms of how they dig down into configuring, picking color, picking
as opposed to kicking tires.
Yes. And so we think that, you know, in the next couple months, they're going to still see pretty strong sales all from that advertising.
And they were smart enough to buy a lot of time because you couldn't watch the playoffs. You couldn't watch your Tigers without getting a hefty dose of Will Ferrell.
Right. That's right.
Now, what might this light truck boom, and even as you say, it's not to the extent that it was before the Great Recession, but it's a boom. What could it do to the passenger car market?
Well, we've seen a surge in the passenger car market, so that's kind of tapered off a little bit. And you know what? In the spring, we're going to see cars come back again too. So it's very seasonal. We see small cars really boom in like the spring, March timeframe. And I'm sure we'll see that again. But that's the really interesting segment to watch and that we think will continue to boom not only in the U.S. but all around the world is that small crossover sport utility segment.
And that is interesting. It's not to send the kids off to college in. It's for mom once the kids do go to college.
Right.
Real interesting stuff. And that has to be quite a challenge, Michelle, for the automakers to be giving us what we want depending on what's happening right now in 2013. Gas prices, oh, they're down to $3. Okay, let's get that SUV. What happens if we go back up to $4 a gallon?
Well, and they plan their product. It takes 4 years to develop a product. Here's the bigger question they have. What are the millennials going to buy? Because we have not seen them. That is a huge generation, almost as big as the baby boom generation. Mm-hmm. And they don't seem to have the love of cars that they don't get their driver's licenses as early. But we fully expect that at some point they'll form households, they'll move out of the basement, and they will buy cars. And I think the big question is what they'll buy. At the moment, it looks like they're buying small cars. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that could really give the small car business a boom again, too. So they're a big question mark. And when are they coming back into the market? We saw them come back a little bit last year. Not as heavy this year, interestingly, but they're all that group is really hit by economics.
And economics, and also it seems that group is inclined to be living downtown, right, where perhaps it's not easy to keep a car, and it's easier to go get a zip car,
right,
if you have to go out to the suburbs to buy something bulky.
Right. It's expensive to own a car, insure a car, park a car in urban areas, and they don't need it with public transportation. But will they stay in downtowns when they get married and have children? Not so sure. We'll see.
Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Edmunds.com. Always love talking cars with Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.